Hello, everyone. Welcome to the August 20th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for August 20th to August 27th and beyond? Monday, August 21st, is the new moon at 4 degrees Leo in the sidereal zodiac. Or if you are a Western astrologer using the tropical zodiac, for you, it's 28 degrees Leo. Anyway, this begins the lunar month of Bhadrapada, which has a rather ominous reputation, a month known for disasters. Recent examples include Hurricane Katrina, the 9/11 attack, and the beginning of the 2008 financial meltdown. Of course, the big deal about this new moon is that it's also a total solar eclipse. For traditional Vedic astrology, eclipses are considered to be harbingers of change. In other words, something is coming soon that will upset the apple cart. The potential for a significant event with long-range consequences is more assured when it's a total solar eclipse, the strongest, most dramatic type of eclipse. The event doesn't happen on the day of the eclipse, but rather afterwards, when a planet subsequently interacts with the eclipse degree. A couple of weeks after this eclipse, two planets, coming from opposite directions, Mars and retrograde Mercury, become conjunct at 4 degrees Leo, that is, on the eclipse degree, during the first week of September. The effects of Mars combining with retrograde Mercury begin as soon as Mars enters Leo on August 26th. Also, Mars immediately encounters Rahu, which will mark the Mars entry into Leo with extreme energy and tumultuous events. During the last days of August, Mars and retrograde Mercury are closing in on the eclipse degree, and then, during the first week of September, they will be conjunct at 4 degrees Leo. Mars and Mercury maintain close contact for the next 3 weeks, even after Mercury ends its retrograde period. The planet of communications and making decisions is combined with the planet of aggression and impulsiveness for nearly all of September. So, beware of making hasty decisions. The energy pattern of Mercury conjunct Mars affects the sign Leo for 4 weeks, from August 26th, when Mars enters Leo, until September 26th, when Mercury leaves Leo. As the planet of conflict, Mars distorts the significations of Mercury, causing anger, distorted thinking, biased information, and mistakes in decision-making. Now, add to that problematic combination the energy of the eclipse, which has the effect of increasing the consequences of any related events. Therefore, the house position containing the sign Leo in your personal Vedic astrology chart shows what part of your life is vulnerable to forthcoming changes. These changes will become manifest during the coming months and are the result of the problems initiated by Mars-Mercury decisions and events that happen in September, when the most crucial time period being the first week of September, while Mercury is stationary on the eclipse degree. Now I'll go through the zodiac and describe some of the potential transformations you can anticipate, as indicated by your Vedic astrology rising sign. Again, this is according to the sidereal zodiac. If you are only familiar with your Western astrology chart, you have to subtract 24 degrees from your Western chart positions to get the Vedic chart. If you are Aries rising, the total eclipse affects your fifth house of romance and children, where it will cause changes in your relationship with your lover and or child. The fifth house is teachers and teachings, advice and counsel. A shift in this area of your life is likely in the coming weeks. For speculation and investments, this is not a good time. In any case, the impulse for action and decision-making is strong while Mars transits through your fifth house from the end of August until early October. For Taurus rising people, Leo is your fourth house, which puts the eclipse in your house of the home, the domestic scene, comfort and stability, your assets, including your car, and your mother. There's strong potential for an event involving your home, a change in the value of your assets, and likely there will be issues with your mother. The eclipse plus Mars plus Mercury transiting through this part of your chart compels you to make decisions, ending up with unplanned consequences for your home environment. If you have Gemini as your rising sign, the eclipse affects your third house of neighbors, siblings, and close relatives. There will likely be some upset for someone in this category and or your relationship with them. Your efforts to implement your desires will have unintended consequences and may even backfire. Even though Mars transiting in this sector is usually good for getting things done, with Mercury retrograde until September 5th, and a total solar eclipse, now would not be the best time to make your move. Better to wait until Mercury gets away from Mars on September 26th, when the energy pattern will become more reasonable. For Cancer rising people, the eclipse affects your second house of personal finances, possessions, family, and speech. Changes in your financial picture, your material circumstances, and likely your family situation will be coming in the near future. Important financial decisions and purchases would be best put off until after Mars, the planet of impulse, gets out of this sector of your chart. Due to the impact of the solar eclipse, the Mars-Mercury propensity for angry speech could have especially regrettable results with long-term implications. If you are Leo rising, you have a strong indication of some major change coming in your life because the eclipse affects the most personal sector of your chart. The first house is also the body, so the change could manifest as a physical transformation. Likewise, any impulsive Mars-Mercury decisions made during this period will more likely affect you for a long time, so be careful. We will all get to see this pattern in action by watching Donald Trump. He's Leo rising, and his ascendant degree and natal Mars are only 1 degree away from the eclipse degree. For Virgo rising people, the eclipse and subsequent Mars-Mercury conjunction happens in your 12th house of the subconscious. Hidden activities, unknown people, loss and expense, and seclusion. Actions and decisions in this sector manifest in your dream world, in your meditation, in your psychology. It could result in a lot of worry. Virgos have a tendency to overanalyze and get worried in any case. On the material plane, you have to watch out for unsavory events connected to strangers, so maybe it would be best to avoid public situations for the next few weeks. If you are Libra rising, the eclipse affects your 11th house of goals and ambitions, profit and gain, accomplishments, friends, and associates. There's strong potential for some change in the life of one of your friends and/or your relationship with them. Mars plus Mercury interacting with the eclipse point in this sector of your chart indicates a powerful impulse to change your goals and ambitions. but best not to act on it right away. Wait until the storm blows over and rational thinking returns. For Scorpio rising people, the eclipse happens in your 10th house, indicating a change to your professional or business activities. This becomes more the case when Mars, planet of action, comes into the picture. Mars plus Mercury indicates fast-moving events and the necessity of making fast decisions. Just be aware that the consequences will have long-term effects. The 10th house is also the house of authorities, especially your boss. There's a strong potential for a transformation in that relationship, perhaps even a new boss. Sagittarius rising people have Leo in their 9th house, so the eclipse with Mars and Mercury affects your good luck, beliefs, college courses if you're taking any, and relationship with your father and or guru. An eclipse in this sector, bolstered by Mars, indicates a new direction, a change in destiny, and a change in your good fortune, and or a change to your beliefs. The Mars-Mercury combination is inclined towards anger, and this is the part of your chart governing father and guru, so careful that a misunderstanding doesn't create a detrimental change in that relationship. For Capricorn rising charts, the eclipse affects your 8th house. Eclipses indicate change coming, and one of the main significations of the 8th house is big changes in life. So get ready. Something is likely to happen. This is the house of secret actions, clandestine relationships. Mars impels you to do things you shouldn't do, risking scandal and humiliation with lasting implications. This is the house of financial arrangements, joint finances, partners' wealth, inheritance and insurance, even bank loans. A change in your finances with others that has long-term consequences is another potential of this planetary pattern. If you are Aquarius rising, the eclipse affects your 7th house, the house of partnership, marriage, business partner, clients, dealings in distant places. Mars conjunct Mercury brings anger and mistakes in communications with your partner and other one-on-one relationships. The added effect of the eclipse indicates that the consequences are long-lasting, so be careful that you don't end up losing a client, or separating from your business partner, or even from your spouse. For Pisces rising charts, where Leo is your 6th house sign, the solar eclipse indicates a change in how you are dealing with problems in your life, and likely will give you some as well. This is the house of health and disease, so be careful in that department, since it is possible to end up with a major change in your physical health. Mars, by the way, is the planet of accidents. The 6th house is also the house of work, of employment. The eclipse energy, plus Mars and Mercury, indicates an upcoming change in this sector of your life. To sum up, the August 21st total solar eclipse causes intense activation of the September Mars-Mercury conjunction, meaning that the likelihood of events is significantly increased. The potential for you to personally experience effects is even stronger if you have a natal planet at or near 4 degrees Leo in your Vedic astrology birth chart, or opposite in Aquarius. Although it's hard to predict specifics for any one person, the general theme is change is coming. And now, my little pitch for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please support this work. Help keep it and me going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.